Hello and welcome back to another episode of Something to Talk About. James, you're back again for another podcast.
I am back. We are back.
Yeah.
The podcast.
We were back last week after the week off.
But we're back again.
Continuation.
But we're back again.
Okay.
We're back on it.
Back in this setup.
Back on track.
Cool. So, how you been doing?
I've been alright. I've been doing a lot of work this week.
Yeah.
Got some more days coming up. And next week, so I'm going to be pretty tired.
And some money.
Yeah, get that dollar. Except it's not dollars.
Pounds.
The
greatest currency in the whole world.
Yeah. Put the euro. No.
No. We love the euro. No hate speech allowed.
Not bothered about it, really.
Podcast. Huh?
I could do with or out of it. I'm not too bothered. You know, fun fact, right?
Mm.
So you know what I'm saying? Like, 1 euro is a euro, but the multiple is like euros.
Mm.
Yeah. In Ireland, they always say euro. That's 50 euro. 20 euro.
It's a bit special there, aren't they?
I don't know.
Get your euro words correct.
I assume it's all of them. I mean, I've heard five.
Do your Irish friends listen to this?
I don't know. To be fair, I don't even know. They wouldn't know about it just from my Instagram page.
They just don't like you.
Well, I haven't mentioned it. I haven't asked them if they've listened, and they haven't mentioned it.
Where are they from? Dublin?
No.
Okay, we had some listeners from Dublin.
Okay, so they don't listen to it then.
Okay, that's a shame. Never mind.
I'll get them to. I'll force them to. Hmm.
Say about your Jesus.
Oh, yeah. So at work today, Libby, right? I think some Christian guy tried to convert me.
Go on.
I saw him all day. Right, he was there with his family, and I kept bumping into him on the various different things I did around the park. And he was very friendly, right? But then he kept talking to me about, like, oh, he went travelling when he was our age to America, and, like, he became a Christian. I was like, fair enough.
No America problem. Is a very religious place for Christians. I didn't realise how religious they were there.
Yeah, they are quite.
Like, the God Bless America thing is, like, because they're all really big Christians.
Yeah, I never knew
that.
Oh, God bless.
Yeah.
Because
here we don't really care. Like, it's just
when we say God save the Queen, we don't mean God
the Queen. It's just sort of national
anthem.
Christians here aren't really that Christian, are they?
Well, they are, but they're not like, because they're not as patriotic.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, anyway,
I digress. And then he was talking about how he became a Christian. He goes, I actually became a Christian during a bus journey. And I was like, oh, he's like one of these, like, spiritual.
Had one of the Bibles in the, like, little strap-on pouch at the back.
Yeah, I don't know, something like that.
Yeah.
And then I had to go and do some other work. And then as I was saying goodbye to him, I'm always very friendly. Oh, have a nice day. Hope you enjoy the rest of your day and all this. And he went, oh, thank you for all your help. And he looked me right in the eye and went, remember, the meaning to life and everything is always Jesus. God bless you. Thank you for your help. And I was like, oh. And I almost said, genuinely, oh, I'm not religious, sorry, but I didn't want to. Because if I said that, I knew he'd, like, come back and try and, like, justify his religion.
Yeah, that happens in Birmingham, actually. Have you ever, like, seen in, like, Birmingham city centre, there's, like, a gazebo. One's got, like,
very often
Christians, like, under one gazebo, and then, like, Muslims under another one, and they're both, like, shouting at each other to promote each other's religion. It's really funny.
Well, that's quite a sight.
Anyway.
Yeah. I mean, I was like,
was he trying to convert you or just being friendly?
I think he was being a bit over friendly.
Yeah.
I mean, I say over friendly, there's nothing wrong with it. Mm. But it's like, he maybe could be a bit more sensitive. Like, what if I was like Muslim or something?
Mm. What, do you go to church?
No.
Ever?
No. I mean, I went like with school, you know, like primary school, year to church and all that. But I mean, my family's not really religious. I'm not like anti religion, I'm just not religious myself.
No, neither am I really, but here's an interesting thing I've seen, like, Christians talking about recently, which kind of, I don't know, it's got me a little bit on edge.
Okay.
It's quite scary at the same time.
Well, if they're actually right.
Yeah, if what they're saying is true, this is actually quite scary, and I have to start believing in Jesus a bit more.
Okay, good for him.
So, I don't know the full extent of this story, I'm not a Christian, so I don't know, like, all the
ins and outs,
like the verses of the Bible which quote this and predict this and all sorts. Essentially what's happened is in the Bible it predicts there's going to be a load of things like happen, like a load of events or like certain things that happen,
all
in a particular order, the virus being one of them.
Did it actually
happens all in a particular order, and then like after that has happened, Jesus returns. So they're the Bible doesn't say a specific date Jesus returns.
Of course it doesn't.
But they're expecting it to be very soon. It might be this year or next year, but they're expecting it to be soon.
Imminent.
Because Jesus
yeah.
is everyone's saviour.
Apparently.
And he is going to save us from the Antichrist.
Who is?
Who I believe is the devil. And they think he is Emmanuel Macron, who's the French president.
Is the French president bad?
Not particularly.
Has he done anything questionable?
No.
Well, I mean, he must have done something for them to call him the Antichrist. That's quite a serious allegation.
I don't know enough about French politics, but he seems like a reasonable man.
I mean, I've never heard about him, so, I mean, if he's done something that bad, I probably would have heard.
Yeah, but anyway, whether he is or not, the Antichrist is, I think, the devil, French. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
He's
yeah.
the devil, and like the...
The devil, yeah, Lucifer.
He's the one who wants to challenge Jesus, like an intense battle. Anyway.
Maybe not a battle. So maybe just a...
The Antichrist is already on the planet in a form of someone, believed to be the French president. And Jesus is coming to save us from the Antichrist. Right? So, to do this, God is going to randomly save one day everyone who believes in Jesus and take them to heaven. Like, they'll just disappear and go to heaven while the rest of us stay here. So, if you're still here, if you don't, because you haven't been believing in Jesus, like me and you, at that point, you either get killed by someone.
Oh, geez, you get killed. I thought they just left you here.
You
that's not bad.
Killed by someone and you go to heaven, or you don't get killed and you die normally and you go to hell.
Yeah, but would you get killed by someone, or would you just sort of be like whisked away?
No, I think you get killed. I think everyone turns into like, I think it's like an apocalyptic world at that point because the devil's running riot.
Oh, I see. Right, I thought you meant God just takes them out of the world. So you mean everyone's going to die?
No. They just randomly go.
Well, yeah, but it's everyone's going to die, but then only the people that believe in Jesus go to heaven. Is that what you're saying?
No. So, like, say right now.
Yeah.
Let's say our families all believe in Jesus.
Yeah.
We go.
But we don't.
We go to find them. They've gone to heaven. They're just all gone.
So we non-believers.
Non-believers just stay here.
And it's just normal.
Yeah. But then we either get killed or we die, and then either way we go to hell. Here's something I remembered, like an example of what it's quite suspect, but here's what they think.
Mm-hmm.
So the Bible like predicted cryptocurrencies and like that kind of way of paying.
Really?
And said in the like the code for that cryptocurrency or whatever the money will have the digit 666 in them. And they do.
Yeah.
Which foreshadows.
Mate, talking about 666, my insurance quote came up for my next year's insurance policy.
£666. That's another sign. Jesus is coming.
Yeah. That's what this episode will be called, Jesus is coming.
Well, this is the thing. So if this is true, I think that's pretty terrifying.
Well, I mean, I don't believe it, so I'm not scared of it.
But if it is true...
If it is, then... Jesus, sorry. I'm definitely going to hell now. If it is true, then props to the Christians. You got it right.
Props to the Christians. Right, so we're not like completely like saying this isn't true because you may well be right. We don't want to take it like too much of a joke, but I just think if it was true, that would be. It probably has got me thinking maybe I should be a bit more Christian.
I mean, it's a bit late, sure. I mean, I know God forgives and all this, but if he went, surely, right, from God's perspective, right, if he's seen that you only start believing in him, respecting him, when you know that if you don't, you go to hell, he's going to think, yeah, you don't, do you really respect me? Or are you just doing it to save your skin?
Yeah.
So okay. I think either way, if it does happen, which I don't think it will, but if it does, you, me and you are both going to hell, boy.
No, I've already started believing in Jesus.
Love you.
And you went to church.
Great, brilliant. One of the five churches down your high street.
There's literally loads.
Are they all Christian?
I think there's two of them are Catholic. Catholic.
Yeah, I knew what you meant. Same thing.
Yeah. Fun fact for you. Okay. Christians are the most persecuted religion in the world.
Really?
Yeah. Fair enough.
Anyway,
that's just what Christians believe in. We're not saying it's not true. We're not saying it is true.
It is true.
It's just interesting if it is true.
But I don't think, my opinion is I don't think it is.
Wonder what would happen to our friend.
Which one? He goes straight to our all the things he's done.
He wouldn't last a minute when the devil binds him.
Right, the devil would do what he did.
Right, so let's actually move on to our actual topic this week.
Which is the very interesting topic of coronavirus update.
Yay. And specifically, we're talking about should the UK in particular, and Europe, go into a second lockdown or not. Because in the last few days, we've seen massive increases in our coronavirus cases, up 60% on last week.
Oh boy.
3,000 cases today, pretty much. 3,000 new cases today, that is. So yeah, and lots of like local lockdowns being put in place now, like our nearest city, Birmingham's been put into one. So it's kind of escalating quite quickly.
So those local lockdowns, does that mean you can't travel in and out of the city?
I think you can. It's the people who live there can't do certain things.
Oh.
And also, there's been a ban on gatherings more than six people.
Well, not it's coming on Monday, isn't it?
Yeah. So you can go to school and you can do all these things, go to work with like thousands of people and get on a really crowded train.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as you're not in one of those places, you can't be with more than six people.
I mean, I get it. I understand it. But at the same time, I don't.
It's a bit ridiculous.
Like, I get why they're saying six people, but also...
Yeah, like what? Like, it's kind of pointless when schools are open.
Yeah.
So, do you reckon...
Well, we're going out for someone's birthday, aren't we? Like, it's the day, was it? Or it's a Sunday? No, Saturday, isn't it?
Yeah, Saturday, yeah. That's it.
At
a place called The Keys.
The Keys. Just to clear things up, we're not like... It's not like, oh yeah, loads of people going for like a big... party.
Just me and James having a pint.
It's just us. We're doing it in honour of someone's birthday. No, it's something that was like six of us or something, but we're in a six of us, which is would be allowed on Monday, and we're in a pub, which they do social distance
that's
stuff.
That's what you call clutch.
Yeah. Come on. Well, no, we'd be, if there's like, no, genuinely, there actually is like six of us, isn't there? Or is it, if it's not,
eight,
it's like,
eight.
Oh, okay. Shit. We are clutch, then.
Yeah. No, right. Perfectly within the law.
Yeah, it's in the law at the moment.
Maybe not responsible, but still. Anyway, do you think we should be going into a second lockdown, James?
I think if... see, it depends how bad... Like, if it's like a proper, like, all of a sudden, like, next week, it's like a massive smack and rising loads of people are dying, then yes. Because, like, I know the economy is important, but people dying are also important. I'm talking like if it's people our age as well.
I'll give you the current stats.
Yeah.
Deaths... have remained very low, have not increased.
No.
Hospital admissions are up slightly.
Yeah. So I'm saying, like, if in an extreme circumstance where people start dying, then yeah, because that's quite serious. But I think, honestly, I'm sure the government probably actually considered this. If it does go up again, obviously the economy is quite fragile at the moment, still recovering from the last one, and will be for a while. We can't afford, straight up, just can't afford to do another lockdown.
We can't afford it, no.
Yeah.
It would absolutely destroy us.
So I think if there is another one, as long as it's not, like, extremely deadly, what they might just say is, okay, wear masks, be responsible, but if you get it, you get it, and you just have to lock down your own home.
Yeah.
Because, like, they're saying, like, we can't just shut down the economy again. So if it goes up again, as long as it's not too deadly, just be responsible. Hopefully you don't get it.
They're talking about curfews. I haven't read too much into it, but I mean the idea of a curfew is like you have to be in your house. That's what it is. Yeah. So, and do you reckon that would work?
I think for sensible people like you and me, it would be absolutely fine.
Yes.
But some hooligans out there. The youths.
The youths.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Rob, we'll cut that a little bit.
It was bleep his name, it's fine. He is a hooligan.
He is.
That is for sure.
Yeah. But he's not really a hooligan.
He wants to be a hooligan.
He doesn't want to be a hooligan. Yeah. But he's just a knobhead, really, isn't he?
Very much so.
Yeah.
He is the leading cause of coronavirus in this country.
Definitely. Yeah.
Anyway, but my opinions on it, right? Quite strong opinions.
Yes.
You've got to be quite ruthless with this now, I think.
Yeah.
This virus has a survival rate of like 99.99%
it's that high. I thought it might be like 90.
Okay, so obviously the survival rate isn't as high for elderly people.
But in terms of like, is that across all genders? It's
across all genders,
not
all
gender.
Ages.
I mean ages. Well, yeah. Genders and ages actually.
Yeah, across everyone. Obviously, it's higher for more vulnerable and elderly people.
Yes.
So I think we should be isolating the elderly and vulnerable people, say, oh yeah, stay at home. The rest of us, just crack on.
Or they could say, although like kind of a bit of an extension of what I said, like let everyone get about their days, but wear a mask, and they say to elderly people, please, you know, shelter yourselves. But it's up to you. If you go out, you're putting yourself at risk.
Yeah, it's like every man for himself.
Yeah, kind of. Because I think like most people, when you're walking around shops, are, you know, they're being responsible, like, you know, social distancing, wearing masks, people sanitising, washing their hands all the time. So I think as long as the death toll stay, or I mean, like then the deadliness of it stays, or how it is at the moment, relatively low, then they should just say, we can't afford to keep everything closed. Just be sensible, go about your days.
Yeah, well, I just, the damage it's causing, especially for our age group, when we all think we've already had it anyway.
I'd be surprised if I hadn't had it just because of my job.
Yeah. There's loads of people who've been like asymptomatic.
Well, I was saying this to you before we came on, that I mean, at my job, I've probably come into contact with like almost 5,000 people, different people since I started my work. Surely one of them must have had it.
Yeah.
And I've come in quite close contact. I'm touching surfaces, they're touching, and all there. What? I mean, I'm happy to do it. Maybe I shouldn't do it. But, so, again, like, there's some, like, fun fair rides where I work. So sometimes I do them, like, teacups and that stuff. And if the kid does, like, struggling to get off, like, little kid, the parent might go, oh, can you just help them off? And maybe I should say no, but I was like, oh, is that all right? And if they say yeah, you know, just pick the kid up, just pop him outside.
The kid will literally be fine, and so will his parents.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, if he had it.
Yeah.
Well, you'd catch it.
You'd also be fine.
Yeah, but then I'd pass it on to, like, I could pass it on to anyone.
It's like...
But what if I'm not fine? Yeah, you know what I mean?
That's the thing. The people you'd be passing it on to would be the ones who are at risk of it should be the ones who are protecting themselves.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, my mum, dad, all this kind of thing.
They're most likely going to be fine as well. I mean, they're slightly more at risk, but you look at the survival rates.
Yeah, but I'm still saying, like, you just don't want to pass it around, do you?
True.
So I'm saying, like, maybe...
Let's say it's inevitable.
Yeah.
Then it's just how it is. Be careful as much as you can, but don't shut down everything for the sake of something that I think, according to the figures, is pretty much equivalent to the death rate of a seasonal flu. But again, we've been in lockdown, so it's not quite true. But yeah, one interesting fact about this. August in this country, there were more deaths from suicide than COVID-19.
Well, really?
Yes, as an effect of lockdown and all the stress it's causing on everyone.
Yeah.
Like, it's just...
That's sad.
It is very hard to see any positives in having a second lockdown. It's just going to make us really, really bad economically. Everyone's mental state's going to be really bad. And it's only saving a handful of people.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not nice, but it's like...
I mean, yeah, you sort of have to take it one way, like...
Is it a necessity at this point?
Yeah, I think, like I said, unless it's an extreme circumstance where the death toll spikes up, then obviously you'd want them to lock down. But I think if not, like, I think what I said is quite a good idea, like, be sensible, go about your day, but just know this is a thing that's happening, it's a risk, it's up to you.
Yeah. Or you kind of know your own body.
Just to make sure people are doing it, put in actions. You know, at the moment, like, with face masks, it's not like you can't, like, straight up get, like, arrested for not wearing one. You just get asked to leave.
Yeah, or fined.
Yeah, or fined. They should put it in, like, a more stricter thing. So, like, if it went up, or, like, they were thinking about doing a lockdown, instead of doing the lockdown, should, like, go back your day, but if you're not wearing a face mask, that's it, like, boom. Like, put a massive fine on it.
You're done.
Yeah, like, it's a straight up fine, it's a big one.
I agree, yeah, because it's not too difficult.
Yeah. Also, what we definitely need to do is, everyone knows about to wear a face mask, but I'm actually shocked today. People need to learn how to wear a face mask.
Because they don't cover their nose.
So, well, the nose is one thing, which does annoy me, it's quite a gripe, right? But another thing, there was a lady, she's elderly, she wasn't old, but she, like, I'd say maybe 60, 70, not quite 70.
67.
Yeah, like 60s, I'd say. She had a face mask on, so you know when you get a face mask, you pull it to, like, make sure it goes around your whole face, and the metal bit screws on your nose, yeah? She, I think, what she'd done is, just got it out of the paper, like the wrapping, and just stuck it on her. So it wasn't covering her whole face because she hadn't stretched it, like pulled it open, or like folded it open, and she hadn't done it around her nose, so it was barely covering her mouth and nose, and it was kept on falling around, she kept picking it up, and I was like, are you
Are you dumb?
Like, are you dumb? Like, you must be dumb.
I don't know why. I was imagining, like, she just put blue tack on all four corners and just stuck it onto her cheekbones.
No. It was round her ears. But, like, because she hadn't stretched it, it wasn't barely on her face, and she hadn't squeezed it on her nose, I was like, I think you might be dumb.
Maybe she thinks that's the best way of protecting herself.
Surely not, because it kept falling down. Just picking it up literally every 5 seconds, it, like, annoyed me to watch.
Yeah, well, that's another thing. If you're constantly playing with your face mask, yeah, like touching that, you're
also at your wrist. Like, what would be good? You know, when the government do like the advertisements and all this kind of stuff and alerts, like during adverts, it could literally be 60 seconds. Government guidelines on how to wear a face mask, which face mask to use.
Oh, yeah, they could do that.
Because people, you know, the people use like neck scarves and like those like bandanas and that. I saw a video, they're worse.
Yeah.
But they exacerbate it more than not wearing a face mask.
Yeah.
Because you're rubbing it up and down your face, on your neck.
I went into McDonald's and with like my t-shirt lifted over my nose.
Is that allowed?
I had like a proper neck cramp afterwards, yeah. The guy let me in. I forgot my face mask.
I've been told that exacerbates it because you're like rubbing it around everywhere.
Yeah, could be true.
So they need like a 60 second thing of like, this face mask is good, this one's good, this one's good. Don't do this, that and that. And then literally, you know, like when you go on a flight, the seatbelt thing, do that, but for a mask. So stretch the bits around your ears, put it around your ears, stretch the
thing. Oxygen.
Yeah, like that. But like for face, just get one person, it'll literally take 10 seconds of round your ears, make sure you pull it so it's covering your mouth and your nose, squeeze it on your nose so it's tight, boom, done.
How much are face masks? I've never actually bought one.
Bought one personally.
No.
I don't know.
Are they cheap?
I don't know. I imagine the thing, a big problem as well now is a lot of people are selling like phony face masks.
Yeah,
but like, they don't really do much.
You know when you get like tissues in your pockets.
Yeah, yeah.
My face masks are a bit like that. Like, they go through the wash and stuff in a pocket, and then I just find one like crumpled up in a pocket.
Oh, really?
And then put it on.
I have a washable one.
Yeah.
So it's like it's quite thick actually. Mm. It's like a, you know, like multi-layer fabric thing. It's one of those. And you're supposed to wash it every now and then.
I refuse to spend lots of money on like a really cool face mask for something that should eventually just pass anyway.
Yeah, I mean, I got a red one just because it matches my work uniform. And I didn't want to wear like a surgical one because like...
Was it branded?
No. Supreme. No, I just bought it from, I think it's just off Amazon.
Do you get a Supreme face mask?
Probably.
Yeah.
I mean, they're probably like a sold out limited one. You could have got one before lockdown because, you know, it's like fashion thing, it's like Japanese street fashion, isn't it, with the face mask. Yeah, but I didn't want to wear a surgical one because like I work around kids a lot, it's a bit of a scary
environment.
Yeah, everyone wearing like surgical masks, so if I'm wearing like a red one, it's fine.
It's friendly.
I've been doing a lot more face, like eye expressions as well when looking at people.
You'll end up with wrinkles though.
Yeah, no, I don't really care that much about wrinkles.
You will. Just get the anti-aging face cream.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm definitely bothered about that.
What's it? L'Oreal?
L'Oreal. Other brands are available.
Yeah.
Maybe it's Maybelline.
Yes, maybe it is.
Maybe it is.
You know what I saw on the news, which is very ironic regarding this situation?
Yeah, what?
So, you know, with the whole, like, chaos of, like, travel restrictions, you can't go to this country, then you can.
That's another thing that they should do, instead of a lockdown, just say you have to stay in the country.
That should have been it from day one.
Yeah, it should have been, yeah.
And support the airlines.
They were late on that one.
Yeah. But, earlier this week, with, like, cases across Europe going up loads again, it was like, this country's off the list. All these countries were off the list. One country was off the list, but of a place you can go to without quarantining. Guess which it is.
Was it, like, a small, obscure country?
No, not particularly.
Quite a big country.
Not too big, but a European country. That's quite well known.
Germany?
Sweden, yeah. If you didn't know, are the country that never went into a lockdown and
went for
herd immunity. Their cases went up loads and have been going down ever since. Now they're at level which is completely safe. Yeah. And their deaths haven't been that high. Like, they've managed it quite well.
Oh, so that actually worked then? Because I remember I saw that on LabBible, didn't I? And I sent it to you.
Yeah.
And then we were like, will it work, will it not? And I haven't heard anything since.
Well, it appears if like the whole of Europe's still struggling with this, and Sweden are just like living it now, it's like obviously Sweden's the way to go. Like, surely if the only country you can go to now is Sweden, they're the ones who did it right.
Yeah, but that's interesting. Actually,
I'm not sure how many deaths they had, but it did. It went up a lot, and then consistently went down, and it stayed down.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's in like for a prime minister or president, I don't know, what do they call it in Sweden, whatever it is.
I don't know.
Well, in this country...
A leader.
Yeah, a leader. Or in this country, the prime minister, Boris Johnson, at the moment, at the time of recording.
Yeah. He's not going to last that long.
What, do you reckon he's gone the next election, do you?
Everyone hates him at the moment.
Yeah, but everyone would hate whoever was in charge at the moment, wouldn't they?
I guess so.
Has there ever been a popular prime minister of recent time?
Wasn't David Cameron quite popular?
I think he was decent when, like, when he came in, everyone was like, well, I say everyone, most people were quite pleased.
Mm.
But obviously that didn't end very well.
No.
Brexit and all that.
Yeah.
He fucked that.
I think he was popular while he was in.
Yeah, anyway, I think we digress once again. I think it would be a very big statement if Boris Johnson went at the start of this, went, right, I know a lot of people are going in lockdown. We're not going to do that.
Well, no.
And when the deaths start rising, everyone's going to be like, oh, well, he's just leaving people to die.
That's what happened.
And he has to go through that phase.
That's what happened. So the chief medical officer for this country was like, we need to go for the herd immunity approach.
Yeah.
That'll work.
Well, they considered that, didn't they?
Yeah, they considered that was our plan. And then like the country went mad. I said, you can't be doing that. It's like people's lives. And so they did a massive U-turn and they went to lockdown, like everyone else did.
Yeah.
And now we're in this position. So the original strategy from the chief medical officer was herd immunity, like Sweden did. And look at them now.
Hmm.
Just thought, I mean, like, there are going to be lots of deaths as a result of it. But it might be the only solution.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're going to be stuck in this scenario for a long time.
A lot of people worry about Christmas, aren't they?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Maybe they won't be able to get their Christmas trees in case it has Corona on it.
Yeah. That's for people who actually buy Christmas trees every year. Do you get a real Christmas tree?
Sometimes.
We do. Well, my dad's we don't. My mum's we always do.
I like a real one. It smells nice.
Yeah, yeah. It feels right as well to get a real one. Like the whole getting it. It feels right.
Yeah.
Mm.
It does.
Anyway, talking about Christmas in September.
It's that time of year. It's dark outside at 5 to 8 now.
Yeah, that's very surprising.
Yeah.
We've exposed what time we record.
We won't be able to play cricket for much longer.
No. I know, actually, we're playing it for the last time this weekend.
It's nice on Sunday.
You know, one of the boys who run the thing takes the nets down at winter. Oh. I have no idea why he needs to take them down during winter. No. Yeah.
It's nice, it's like 26 degrees on Sunday.
Yeah, it should be good.
Very nice. Yeah. So, wrapping up the
coronavirus
topic of discussion, do you reckon we should go into another lockdown, or should we just let it happen?
I think we should
feed us to the lions.
I don't think we should go for a second lockdown just because of how like screwed everything would be.
Not a full lockdown. Maybe
no, not a full lockdown. We shouldn't go like we did before
because
like everything, like, you know, like trains or hotels, you know, like small businesses.
Well, as your dad was saying earlier,
yeah,
like areas that are fine, are just going to be put in lockdown for no reason whatsoever.
Yeah.
Like, why?
Well, yeah, he said they should do it city by city.
Yeah, like why harm a whole region if it's got no problem there? There's no point.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, so I think we're saying no lockdown like it was before.
Yeah, not
different
like
approaches.
Different.
Maybe not as reckless as I'm saying.
Yes.
Yeah. Should we crack on to our
third topic?
Someone sent in a question.
Yeah, they did. The question is an interesting one. Is gaming a good idea to cut out of your life?
Completely.
So, you know, like your Xbox, PlayStation, PC, whatever it is
Nintendo,
you use.
Switch.
Nintendo, whatever it is you
use. PS Vita.
Which comes in the PlayStation, Louis.
Yeah. What else is there?
You know the VR headset, right? So that would definitely come under PlayStation.
Yeah.
Yeah, so any gaming, is it a good idea to cut it out of your life completely? Would you like to start on this one, Louis?
Yes.
Go.
Yes.
Yeah, oh yes, okay. Why?
Because, actually, you go first on this one.
I
want to hear your opinion.
I think, no.
Oh.
So, again, so I'm going to speak from a personal standpoint and then what I think just for other people. Mm-hmm. Personally, no. One, because I don't want to. but also, I use it for socialising, to talk to my friends on Xbox.
True.
Especially during the lockdown, when I couldn't see them. Now I can see them, but I still, you know, every now and then have a little chat. It's fun. Like, you know, I enjoy it. It makes me happy.
Mm-hmm.
It's not something that makes me happy. So if someone took it away from me, then I'd feel sad, which obviously you don't want to do. And me personally, I'll probably do it more than, like, you know, like the health experts say how much you should screen time and all that.
Yeah.
I definitely go over that. Who doesn't?
Yeah.
But I'm not like, I wouldn't call myself a gamer.
I think I'm in the same boat as you.
Yeah, and most of what I my most like Xbox time I probably is on YouTube.
Yeah, like because on PlayStation and Xbox you can, it's like an entertainment device rather than.
I'm not just like sat on a game for 4 hours.
Yeah,
I might be like game for a couple hours, switch over to YouTube.
Yeah,
and that might just be watching a podcast, which could be
this.
Yeah. Well, yes.
We don't film ads.
Yeah, but I meant like it could be that. That's not a bad thing. It could be something like. I'm getting knowledge from educational.
Not waffling though. That is a competitor of
us. What about, didn't you stop watching waffling? Stop listening to it.
Yes, I did.
Why? Why is that?
Because
competition.
Yeah, it's competition.
It's definitely not competition.
But it is.
Well, they get like 500,000 listeners.
And we get how many?
Like 50.
Yeah, competition. We're in the same market as them.
So you're saying from you, just one person, stop watching it.
Yes.
We're gonna.
It's all about principles.
Principles. I still watch it. Is that bad? Am I booted off as the co-host?
I don't know.
I'm a loyal.
I'll have to think about this. Yeah. But anyway.
Anyway.
Back on to this question.
Yes, I think for me, it's not necessary to cut it out.
Mm.
If I did, I'd have more of an excuse to maybe like go running or to do something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not like an unfit person though.
Yeah.
I say I'm of average health.
Okay.
Mm.
Yeah.
What about you? Would you cut it out of your life completely?
Yes. Here's why.
Okay.
At this age, that is, so late teens, early 20s, so you've had your whole childhood, that's where you typically play with games, not even like electronic games, just like whatever
toys, games. It's one of those games, like
being
more mature things that you do.
So in your childhood, in your teenage years, you play with toys, play with games, whatever that is, move on from it, right? Just move on from it. You're a man now.
Yeah.
Okay, so the time in your life that you can like, you have so many opportunities, you can take as many risks as you want because you're not like settled with a family and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Is now, like in your 20s and late teens, now is the time to do whatever you want to do and like take life like as
by the scruff of the neck.
That's what I was looking for. So, why would you waste that sitting at home, looking at a screen, doing an activity that makes no impact on your life whatsoever? There's no positive effects in your life, and there's no achievements you get in your actual life from a game. All you do is sit there for a couple of hours, some endorphins go to your head, make you feel better.
There's a counter for that.
Mm.
If you're of that mindset,
mm.
so if you do it cutting out going for those reasons, just out of principle, then you have to stop all like entertainment, like Netflix, TV, YouTube. You have to, because from your standpoint, you're like, oh, playing a game, you're not getting anything from it. Well, what if watching, like, you know, the latest series on Netflix? What are you getting out of that?
Also nothing.
Yeah, so I'm saying, like, principally, if you're going by that mindset, then you got to cut out everything. You can't do a little bit of screen time here, a bit of screen time.
I'll agree with, like, limited TV as well.
I can get, obviously, certain things on TV and YouTube are educational,
mm-hmm.
but I'm saying, like, you know, most people, when they watch TV and YouTube, the majority of the stuff is not educational.
Agreed. But, like, you could sell your... Not, you won't keep your TV. Like, sell your PlayStation or Xbox.
Whatever,
and all the
board
games. Stop spending £500 on a new PS5 and all the £50 games that come with it.
Yeah.
Stop it. But you could put that money into...
That's a good point. It would be cheap.
You could put money into so many more better things at this age. Like, why do that?
And your add-ons as well.
Why like, play FIFA on, like, career mode? Go and do it now. Become a real football manager. Now's your time to do it.
I mean, there's an argument in that as well. It's like, for FIFA, football, and, like, in racing games, it's like, some people just aren't good at football, but they like football.
Yeah.
Like, some people are really into motorsport, but they just don't have that talent as a driver, or they don't have the money.
Yeah. Well, never got into it, like me.
Yeah. But I'm saying from sporting point of view, that's their way of experiencing that, getting a little experience out of that. And actually, talking of racing games, there's actually a few professional racing drivers now that got into it from games.
Oh, like esports?
Yeah. There's a legit in GT3 racing, and the British GT... series, a driver won his... He drives for a team owned by Jenson Button.
Right.
He won his first race,
mm.
like a real race, and he got into this from esports.
So was it someone like scouting or something?
Yeah, because
he had the skill.
Yeah, so he started, I'm not sure if it was like PlayStation or whatever it was. So let's say, for example, it's PlayStation. Play PlayStation, it was his controller. Then upgrades to like, you know, the wheels that you can attach to your death. One of those. Realise he's quite good at it. Because a lot of all these games now have events of like where you can go against the people in the world. Yeah. So he probably found out it was good, did these events, got some sort of world stage, then probably went into a professional esports thing. And I think I'm not sure exactly what it was he won, but he won a big esports event.
Mm-hmm.
And there was like a proper sponsored one and all this. And then he got scouted by this team. They were like, do you want to
drive? Yeah.
Realize, then he would have had test sessions, obviously. Mm-hmm. But in his first actual professional race, this was against a proper like pro field, he won his first race.
That's pretty mad.
Yeah. Well, so there is a lot to be said for that.
Racing's a bit different though for me. It's like FIFA.
Yeah, I think it's FIFA's like that's more of an exception. That's more of an exception, racing.
Racing is you actually got your wheels, pedals, gear stick. Yeah. Like it literally is very realistic.
The only thing you're not feeling is like the actual forces on your body.
Yeah.
But a lot of it's very carried over.
Yeah.
I think that's the only exception for actual skill.
Okay, I can see it on that. If you're gonna be doing that, that is quite a good one to do. But again, if you're just like playing F1 2020 on a controller like I do, it's still kind of that is pointless.
Yeah.
You get nothing from that. Like on card, just shooting a couple of people. It's so pointless.
Yeah. Well, that's arguably damaging.
What is the point? Yeah, arguably. Mm. What is the point in just going around shooting people when you could be out, I don't know, improving your body or doing all sorts of things. Go skydiving instead.
Yeah.
Go and join the army if you want to kill someone that much.
Yeah, Jesus.
No, like, genuinely. There's so much you could be doing at this point in life. If you're really interested in something, just go and do it. Instead, you're sat at home, getting fat.
Not necessarily.
What are you doing when you're on your game console? What, you just sat there for hours just doing nothing? Eating whatever you're eating. Like, it's just not good.
Getting the mountain during the burrito.
Then you get that horrible neck.
Gaming posture.
Yeah, you get horrible posture as well. Like, it's quite negative if you think about it. There's so much more you could be doing.
I think I said at the start of what I was going to say, so I was going to talk from my point of view and then like other people's. I think, you know, like you should, you can maybe not just go straight to cutting it out. Obviously, there's a lot of people who, they just game all the time, but they're not like esports people. They're just like, you know, just play a lot of game. Again, get a lot of game time, but like, but they're not like, again, like they're not these esports people, they're not getting money out of it, they're not getting something out of it, or like fame.
Mm.
They're just sat in their room doing it.
Yeah.
And those, you know, in certain circumstances, you definitely need to cut down on it.
Well,
and I probably could cut down.
Me too.
I don't desperately need to, but I probably, like, I should cut down realistically if I really cared, but I don't think I'm not near a point where it's bad.
Yeah.
I'm not addicted, like, if I'm on it, and my mum was like, you need to get off that, I wouldn't go, no, I can't get off. I'd be like, all right. Or I'll finish this 10 minutes, then I'll go off.
Yeah, I mean, it's like anything. Not necessarily bad things. Like, with anything, like, whatever it is, you have to do it in moderation, don't you?
I know,
an hour every night, or 2 hours every night, or maybe not every night, but like, 2 hours one night, and do something the next night.
Yeah. Like, a lot of people don't understand, right? When you're playing a game, 2 hours is not a very long time.
I agree.
Yeah,
I mean, 2 hours of real life is a long time. Think about how much you can do in 2 hours.
Yeah, I'm saying, like, so I was talking to someone from, this is a while ago, I was talking to someone from work, and to be fair, they actually don't know anything. They're like very, they're our age, but they know nothing about like anything to modern culture. They've never heard like any songs or any like celebrities. It's really weird.
Who were these?
You wouldn't know.
People you work with?
Yeah, just one of this girl I work with. She's completely out of touch. It's really weird. And she was like, I was talking to her, like, being friendly about work and that. She's like, what have you been doing this evening? I was like, just playing a bit of Xbox. And so there's a game I bought. This is when you say about saving money. I bought a brand new game and I was like, played it for like 4 hours. It might have been like 4 or 5. And then like, I didn't like it. And I was like, oh yeah, I was a bit annoyed. Bought this game for like 60 quid. I only played it for 5 hours. She went, 5 hours, isn't that quite a lot? I'm like, over 2 days, it's nothing.
I did that with Animal Crossing. Played it for like...
Realistically, 5 hours over 2 days. This was in a weekend as well.
That's not much.
That's nothing.
Yeah. Yeah, but like, and you think about it, like, you go to work during weekdays, you don't really play in the week.
Oh yeah, I'll go to work.
Then you choose to spend like your weekend playing Xbox or PlayStation. why don't you go for a road trip and do something? Yeah. Like anything. Go see something you've been meaning to see for ages.
I think that's, again, like with me, I do balance out. Mm. So like, I don't plan to do this, but I just naturally, like, some weekends I might spend both the Saturday and the Sunday all day just on my Xbox, but then another weekend I might, you know, I'll be out with my mates all day.
Yeah.
See people in the evening.
I'm like that too. Yeah.
Yeah, like I don't plan.
I'm not saying I'm like this now. This is what I
don't purposefully balance it out. Mm. I think, again, like for some people as well, if you just take away a game, that could affect them mentally in a bad way, because it's something that makes them happy.
Also, another counter argument to this is, if you enjoy, people have their passions, don't they? Mm-hmm. So if literally your passion and you get enjoyment out of just playing games, just do that. If that's what you enjoy.
A lot of people, YouTubers, Twitch streamers,
people enjoy playing cricket, for example. Yeah. Other people enjoy gaming. If you'd like doing that, do that as well. But like, if you're not that into gaming at this age, what is the point when there's like, for example, so you spent all your childhood playing PlayStation, Xbox, whatever. Now have like 10 years off, maybe, I don't know, 20 years off. When you're like 40, play games again if you want to.
There's an argument, right? Well, it's not really an argument, it's just an opinion. Like, gaming is not for people of any age. I mean, well, certain games age for different target audiences. And I don't think age has anything to do with you should be gaming. Especially nowadays.
Yeah.
I don't agree with the, you're 30, you're too old to game. Because a lot of games, like, there's quite a few games, you know, they're aimed for a higher, older, I don't mean like 18 plus, like GTA.
Like the new Flight Simulator, for example.
Yeah, Far Cry and games that, Far Cry is a good example. And like those sort of exploring games.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, a kid, one wouldn't understand how to play it, but they wouldn't appreciate it. So like, all the graphics are going to like, well, even GTA and like Red Dead and all that kind of stuff and Far Cry, they're very written story. Like they get, you know, there's a lot of people that spend hours and hours writing these storylines that a kid wouldn't understand. So like, but for an adult, they could be like, wow, yeah, like when they complete the game, it sort of makes, oh yeah, the storyline's great, you know, like the characters are really good in it. And they get like, they do motion capture now of like actual actors, and you'll get notable actors in games. And they're like, oh yeah, he's brilliant in this game, all this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of like if you are like 30, 40, or even 50, however, like you're still getting something out of that, because it's almost like, it's like watching Game of Thrones, like a big series, you're playing it.
Yeah.
Like,
an interactive TV series.
Yeah, kind of. A lot of games are kind of going that way, like The Witcher and that kind of stuff. Yeah,
but I'm just talking about like our age in particular, early 20s. Is now the time just to like kind of crack on with your own life a little bit, do something yourself?
I think it's marginal. It's like you've got to balance it, haven't you?
Time moves so quickly. I think you just end up looking back and regretting the stuff you didn't do because you were sat at home playing GTA. If you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, most games I play are relevant to my interests. So, car games and like the UFC games, and it's actually. The UFC games got me more into watching it, actually helped me understand watching it, because now I'm like, oh, he's going for that position on the ground, or oh, if he throws like a, if he goes like left, right, and goes into a kick there, that's a good combination to do on this position. Like, it helps me understand like the sports I'm into more.
Yeah.
So I'm getting something out of it. So when I'm watching sport, which I think we can all, it's fine for you, I'm getting more out of it, sort of thing. And that, most games, I'd say 90% of the games I play are relevant to an interest I have.
Yeah. Same with me, actually. Occasionally,
I play like GTA, and I think that might be the only game I play that isn't relevant to an interest. And even that has cars in it. Yeah,
everyone pretty much plays GTA.
And even that has cars in it.
Aaron's actually stopped playing.
Completely?
Yeah, cuts it out completely.
Really? Yeah, but what does he actually do? Does he actually do anything else?
Other than
the cricket podcast, because it's not like
don't speak for him, but I don't think so.
Yeah, I'm not like chatting shit about my mate behind his back. I'd say this to his face for anyone listening. It's not like he's the sort of person to stop gaming and then start running.
He's not, no.
No, we'll go to the gym.
No.
It's not. I'm not saying that's a bad... He should do that. I'm saying he's not that one of those people.
Here's an example.
If that's what he's going to do, he hasn't told me, and fair, he can go and do that if he wants.
Here's an example for you. So my current scenario would be, do I take my PlayStation to university?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Would it be better, I don't know, make friends, go and enjoy myself, really focus on the degree I'm paying $9,000 for, or sit in my room playing a game and spending £500 on a very limited budget for a new PlayStation 5? Like,
yeah, but are you financially, what about getting the PlayStation 5?
If I had the money, yeah, I would get it.
But okay, so here's a compromise for you.
But a student can't afford to buy a PlayStation 5.
Yeah, I'm saying, like, here's a compromise. So you got PS4, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So take your PS4 with you, right?
Yeah.
Because then you can still use that for, you know, Netflix, YouTube. So you could use that, you know, you probably... That's what I'm saying you're getting your main use out of.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have some spare time, so if, like, at a weekend the weather's shit, so you're not going out, or you just don't have anything planned, or you just have some downtime, a couple hours on a game in the evening or something.
A stress reliever.
Yeah, like a little, like, you know, pop on GTA. Because, like, GTA is a very mindless game. You know, just like a little...
I don't know.
Relax, a couple hours.
If you just sold your PlayStation 4 and forgot all about it, would you...
For me, it'd be an Xbox. But,
yeah. Let's say if you sold your console completely, you just sold it, got rid of all your games, forgot about it. In the long term, would you be that bothered? You'd find other things
to do. Over a while, I'd find other things to do.
Mm.
But I think, again, like, even though I said about you can game at any age, I'm not into those, like, big reality games.
Mm.
So I wouldn't be playing them anyway. So I think when I get older and stuff, that'll probably phase out Xbox. I can't imagine, again, because of, like, the interests I have, like, especially, like, motorsport and, like, cars and that. I think I'll always like to have an Xbox there, so, you know, if I have some spare time, like... Because if I'm watching the F1,
mm-hmm.
like, when I play the F1 game, it's usually after I watch a race or something, or on an F1 weekend.
Okay.
When I watch a race, oh, yeah, I want to go play the F1 game now. So maybe I might... I don't know, it's hard to tell for the future, but maybe I'll always have one there and I'll only play it much less or every other weekend rather than... I'm on it most days, but okay. I'm not on it. But to be fair, since I've been working, I haven't been on it that... I've been on it much less.
Here's another talking point. Would it be a good idea... So at this age, maybe you keep your PS4 and you play it for fun every now and then, but you don't really spend any money on a new console and new games.
Well, yeah, even now, I'm thinking, do I get the next Xbox? Am I that bothered?
Or just wait a couple of years, get it cheaper?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
That's what I'm thinking. Like,
give it 2 years. Like,
am I that bothered? Yeah.
I don't know. Like,
and I was thinking, like, oh, I could do it for Christmas, and I was like, there's probably other things I could get for Christmas, like maybe like. Car related, by car I mean like for my actual car.
Mm.
I get bits for that or something. I don't know.
Things that actually help you in real life.
Yeah, or like anything.
Make you feel better about yourself. Yeah.
Like clothes, shoes, whatever.
Mm. Anyway, that wraps up.
It's an interesting conversation. You could talk about it for ages and you kind of just go round and round, couldn't you?
I think so. I think we probably did.
Yeah, we did a bit.
Solid.
Yeah, solid.
Right. Shall we wrap up the podcast?
Yeah, we can wrap it up. Thank you for sending in that question, whoever did that. Thank you.
Let's give him a name.
Bill.
Bill, yeah. Thank you, Bill, for your wonderful question. We love you, Bill.
Yeah, thank you. Loyal listener.
Yes. Good boy. Anyway.
Good boy.
Oh, socials, James.
Socials, yeah. Instagram is, what's it? That's...
At STTA underscore podcast.
I get that mixed up with
email. And right. Same... STTA underscore podcast on Instagram and Twitter.
Yeah, STTA underscore podcast, Instagram and Twitter. And then the email is somethingabouttalking@gmail.com. Yes. Send in your questions, queries, anything you want to know.
Your
sponsors.
Your picks.
Oh. Oh dear. Oh no. Maybe not that.
Do we have an anonymous pick on the email?
Do we?
No.
Oh. I was going to say, I didn't check the email, so I don't know. Yeah, if you really want to, I guess you could.
From
bleep that name. You can say his first name, not his surname. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
An interesting one.
Yeah,
thank you. Variety of topics.
And we shall see you in the next one.
Cheers.
Goodbye.